We're joined on the line by the Jobs, Enterprise and Innovation Minister, Richard Bruton, to talk about this new €175 million seed and venture capital scheme to target, it said, high-growth Irish companies. Minister, good morning.
Hi, Cathal.
What is this going to make possible for businesses and companies with bright ideas that isn't possible for them now in terms of getting funding?
Well, the truth is that Indigenous enterprise growth is key to our economic transition, and we seek to develop a strong sector under our action plan for jobs. Two-thirds of new jobs come from enterprises that are under 5 years old. So this is about providing those new high-growth companies access to seed money and to venture money. A typical company might access a round of seed money, maybe of up to 400,000 in the seed phase, and then have follow-on investment of venture money, maybe up to 2.5-3 million. So this fund, over time, we believe would support perhaps 200 companies, that sort of target. On past experience, these companies are rapid growth. Obviously, they're in sectors like life science and ICT in this round. The next round will be green and manufacturing. So they're the core sectors that we've identified in our action plan for jobs as areas of potential growth.
Yeah, bright ideas you'd expect, though, would get backing, at least in theory, particularly if you had a normal banking sector. So I'm just trying to figure out what's behind this. Why did you decide there was a gap here that needed to be filled?
Well, I think there always has been a gap for seed money. Banks would never be in the seed area. Indeed, they're not in the venture area either. So loan finance would be an element of the funding of these companies, but always they've relied on seed and venture. The reason why the state is involved is that in reality, venture capital is hard to raise at the moment. That has been true right across Europe and indeed in the US also. So the state gets involved. We take risk on an equal basis with the venture money, but we would hope to attract €3 for every euro we put in. Our track record in this area is good.
And the ads will be going in the papers this weekend.
Yes, indeed. And we're hoping to get new funds involved. We have the last round, there were about 11 funds established. They continue to invest. So this is, I think, an important part of the financial structure. But as you rightly say, with the banks retreating, we've had to step in with new instruments, microfinance, loan guarantee, development capital funds. And this is another element of, if you like, the spectrum of finance that the state supports.
What about the danger that venture capital funds will take the money and invest it abroad, or invest it in a way that's not going to create advance enterprise here or create jobs?
Well, as a condition of these funds, for every euro that Enterprise Ireland puts in, €2 have to be invested in Irish-based companies. So there is a minimum protection of doubling our money in terms of investment. Obviously, some of these companies will grow. And in some rare occasions, I think 11 out of the about 150 companies in the last round have been exited. They've been sold. But by and large, even where they're sold, they continue to grow and have employment in Ireland. They don't suddenly disappear and are swallowed up. Now, obviously, in the long term, we would like to see more of those companies staying in Irish ownership and probably being placed on the Irish Stock Exchange or some of those markets where you get diverse ownership rather than a multinational acquiring them. But that's an issue that we need to develop more for the future.
The background from the jobs figures yesterday, nobody was jumping for joy. We have to bear in mind emigration, obviously, and the fact that we're talking about part-time jobs. But nevertheless, the fact that we've seen for another quarter, second quarter in a row, employment increasing by 20,000, around 20,000 in total. How significant? It's the right direction, obviously. We've a long way to go. But how significant do you see those figures as being?
Well, I think in the last 12 months, since indeed we started on this process of the action plan, we're seeing 2,000 jobs per month being added in the private sector, net of losses. Yesterday's figure showed 7 or 8 sectors growing, and still other sectors still in decline, struggling. But the sectors that are growing are the sectors we need to build for the longer term future. So I think it gives us confidence that the transition, building companies that can win export markets, that is working. Obviously, we have a long way to go and we need to see other traditional sectors recovering. Yesterday, though, to see retail and wholesale putting on extra employment, that was encouraging. Accommodation, tourism, putting on a lot of extra employment, those are encouraging numbers as well.
Even if it's not full time.
Yes, I think this is the tradition, I suppose, in a recovery. You start with part-time, but if you look just at the last two quarters alone, there was more full-time jobs than part-time jobs being added in the last two quarters. So I think you see a pattern where, you know, initially it's part-time and then it moves to full-time. That would certainly be our ambition.
While we have you with us, Minister, can we just get your perspective on the issues raised by the primetime investigation, the problems with creches, the problems with regulation, inspection and so on, which everybody's talking about. But how you see those as, and again, this morning we've heard Una Smith of Primetime telling us how, for example, the HSE, in terms of the scale of the problem, the HSE doesn't have a national statistical up-to-date picture of what's happening or what's not happening. In terms of a minister who wants to advance employment, and obviously that's going to depend on creches and well-run creches that parents and workers don't have to worry about, how do you see what needs to be done?
Well, I think like everyone else, I was shocked, and you have a real sinking feeling when you think of, you know, a very, very young child not being properly treated. I think, to be fair to this government, it's the first government that's appointed a minister for children at cabinet level. Francis Fitzgerald is establishing a new agency. Certainly we haven't resolved all the problems, but there's a new agency. There is now going to be an oversight, a review of the inspection regime, establish...
There is a detectable note of complacency there, surely, Minister, could I put it to you, in that Francis Fitzgerald is acting after a television programme said action was needed.
Well, I don't think this problem sprang up overnight. And, you know, we've had to develop an agency for the care of children. We've had to pass a children's referendum to give rights. We've now setting up an inspectorate, which is not, obviously, is not yet operating on enough scale. So there's a transition going on here as well from, you know, a regime where there was very little support or interest in the position of children.
Yeah, so the bottom line is this, Minister. You're talking to potential investors, potential employers in this country, and one of the things they'll want to know about is, well, what kind of childcare system do you have? And at the moment, you can't give a very good answer.
No,
an answer that will impress and attract.
Yeah, I agree, and I acknowledge the role of RTE in playing a very good role in bringing this to light. And, you know, as a new service is in transition, I think, you know, this sort of exposure helps the momentum. And I think it's a warning to everyone who's operating in the sector that they have responsibilities. The primary responsibility is someone who takes on to care for a child to deliver. Yes, we have to get a proper inspection regime. Those inspection reports will now go online within weeks. Parents will have better access to knowledge, will know what questions to ask. But to be fair, Minister Fitzgerald can't do this on her own. You know, this is a developing service at a time of very high pressure on resources. And, you know, she is, I think, really doing an effective job in giving this priority it deserves.
All right, Minister Richard Bruton, thank you very much for talking to us. 8:33, you're listening to Morning Ireland. Susan is back with a summary of the news.